Dear tenors, at least the ones that are listening, Bachwerke verzeichnen, oh, Karen kicked me. Bachwerke verzeichnen is 127, and on page 2 you start this wonderful melody, and you get your pitch from here. That's how the instruments end, and you start. Crescendo. I was hesitating because the lamp shines on my notes and I didn't see the E flat, but that was right. And then you only can hope for the tenoras. It's your part in measure 21 to 22. In 26, the sopranos start again on the F, which in this case is D minor. Not this, but this. But this is your F. Very short note, und spot, very short. It goes on in measure 29. And the T comes on the rest. Measure 34, soprano and alto. And you'll notice this. And let me try to explain again, this is not. It's. And. No crescendo. Decrescendo. And the T on the rest. Let me do that once more. Soprano and alto. You. No crescendo. And decrescendo one and the T on the rest. Measure 46. Sopranos. And you have to this G the major third. I'm in measure 47. For the tenoras, because everybody's really high. A quarter note and T again on the rest. I would suggest that the second tenors are aware that you all have the jumps for all cantatas. And if you try to sing first tenor here, good luck. Okay. Measure 55, altos. They send the D before you have to sing it. There is. Altos. Thank you. to be high enough. The D is usually a tricky note for the tenors. And this is an E flat, but please don't sing it flat. Measure 68. Sopranos and altos. And you fit your note in there like. Second tenors downstairs and first tenors. And measure 70, it's a short E. I'm back at 68. Okay, and we are very close to the end in page 11. The basis. I think I should give you the basis, yes. The basis in 78 are on a note that is a little strange, but the word is the sinner. And you go one full step up. I think that is it. And now I go to the last part of that cantata, the chorale.